Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
Bewolk en koel tot warm met donderbuie oor groot dele van Gauteng, Noordwes, Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg en Mbombela 28, Sydney 29 grade.
In Braamfontein op die M1 Noord stadig verkeer in die rigting van Smitstraat.
Ons begin in die ooste van Johannesburg, waar lede van die valke Ethiopiese burgers uit huis in Sandringham gered het. 11 ander is met beserings in die hospitaal opgeneem, 'n saak van menshandel word ondersoek. Daar's 'n stygging in hinderlae op Gautengse hoofweë. Brandpunte sluit in die N1 en N12. Misdadigers plaas dikwels klippe of boomstompe op paaie om motoriste veral snags te beroof. En die Wêreldbank het 'n vennootskap raamwerk van 5 jaar vir Namibië bekendgestel. Die raamwerk is gemik op onder meer werksgeleenthede, verbeterde gesondheid, onderwys en behuisingsdienste. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus om 9:00.
Well, more South Africans to celebrate at the Dakar Rally, with Henk Latakane stretching his Dakar lead while a 10-minute penalty denied Qatar's Nasser Al Attiyah a first stage win for Dacia. That was after a dominant day in the Saudi Arabian desert. Latakane led Saudi local hero Yazid Al Raji driving a Toyota for the Overdrive Racing Team by 10 minutes and 17 seconds overall after finishing third on the fifth stage. The draw for the round of 32 of the Nedbank Cup was done yesterday. Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns will each play third-tier opponents, while defending champions Orlando Pirates will go to top flight side Richards Bay. Amakhosi play Motsepe League side Free Agents FC, while Sundowns welcome Free State side Sibanye Golden Stars. It will be on the weekend between the 25th and 27th of February. Everton kicked off a new era with a 2-0 FA Cup third-round victory over League 2 Peterborough United last night. And that's thanks to two goals just hours after their manager Sean Dyche was fired. Challenge Cup and Champions Cup rugby to look forward to. The first of the South African sides to take to the field will be the Stormers. They welcome the Sale Sharks to Cape Town. The South Sea Sharks have a mountain to climb. They host the reigning champions Toulouse in Durban. And look out for Antoine Dupont, the danger man, his first match in the Southern Hemisphere in 8 years. And that's at 5:15. Closing out Saturday's action, the Vodacom Bulls away to Castra. The Bulls have suffered two defeats in the opening two rounds. So they have a mountain to climb. It's a 10 o'clock kickoff, so rather late one for Saturday night.
But there are also some lacquer games coming up, home games.
There are. So this is specifically cup competition rugby, which we haven't done particularly well, and that's because our coaches tend to rest their top players.
That's the thing.
You have to split your squad, and you have to prepare for URC, which will be back in 2 weeks' time, and that's where we want to see the South African teams really dominate.
I'm not huge on New Year's resolutions, but here I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I want to be at more games at Loftus this year. Seriously.
Yeah. I'll definitely join you. That's very cool.
You never go there and experience a game, win or lose, and leave there going, oh, you know, that wasn't fun. It's just a great day out.
It is a great day out. Great weekend out.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might even catch a Sunday. Let's hope there's a Sunday or two, which makes it slightly different, and I like the difference. But yeah, I think in the URC, I hope the Bulls go all the way. I really do. They went into the final, but lost out to another South African coach in Flango Smith.
Yeah, but we had a great season.
A really good season, and hope they can go one step further.
Glackabella. Jacaranda FM plays more. Music. You love. Like this. 2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for, you mean well, but ain't